tell you, first of all, Garrison had nothing to do with it. It's something that I've thought about for quite some time, having worked in radio. How can I do it? Right now, Minnesota Public Radio gets 2% of their budget from the government. 98% of their budget is already paid for through their fundraising mechanisms. When public radio began, it was not government supported. Somehow it got on the public trough. And I ask you, we've had welfare to work. That seems to be the trend throughout the world right now, or the United States, welfare to work. What about corporate welfare to work? I mean, it's only 2% of their budget. 2%, and yet everyone throws their arms up and says, oh my God, public radio is going to fold. Well, I don't know of any corporations that lose 2% and fold if they've still got 98% bringing money in. And for the people that criticize me on that, they're getting ready to have a big rebate from the government. Whether it comes, I hope it's a sales tax rebate, my proposal, but it's going to be fairly large and a good size money. And I've told them, if you feel inclined, sign your rebate check and send it to public radio. Not me, my check. The amazing thing, and let me say this, is that everyone tells you cut government, cut spending, cut taxes, and then when you go to do it, it's, well, yeah, cut everybody else but mine. Well, we all have to tighten the belt buckle by a notch if we're going to accomplish that mission. And it has to be uniformly across the board. We all have to make sacrifices if we're going to cut taxes because of the fact, again, government does not create $1 of revenue. But the chances are if they're going to give this a dollar, they have to take that dollar from somewhere else. And the chances are they took $2 because they kept one as holding or finance fees before they pass on the other dollar. And so my point on public radio is I'm not axing them off, I'm weaning them off. I'm letting them know well ahead of time that it's time for them to stand on their own 2 feet.